This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, is here with us. Thanks for being here, Andy. Each and every week, bringing us to date and good stuff, good info. How you doing, friend?
I'm doing awesome. And for the first time during the entire podcast, I just heard an airplane. So you've been doing great being sitting at the end of the runway and masking the sound. Good job.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. Yep, they're flying right overhead. I didn't realize that. I'm going, I mute in and out when one goes. But good to have you here with us, and always interested in the wisdom you have for our audience, our listeners. What you got for us today there, Mr. PhD, Profit Doctor?
Well, thank you there. Thank you very much, sir. I was thinking about some practical information, a little bit about what goes on behind the curtain. And there's really two curtains that I work in. I work in secondary marketing hedging with the black box of position recommendation, right. But then I also work in the black box of the role of the CFO. And you may wonder, well, why is the role of the CFO behind the curtain? Well, it's because it's a lot of detail that occurs that people never even notice. And if every loan gets funded on time, then the CFO did their job. If the firm is profitable and sustainable, then the CFO did their job. So you don't see it when it goes right. You see it when it doesn't go right. So it's kind of like if you're the captain of a ship and the CEO of the company is there standing on the bridge of the ship going across the ocean, the CFO would be standing next to the CEO. And the CFO is going to be focused to obtain funding for the company to make sure it can meet all of its financial needs. Every time a loan closes, that's a funding need. Also, the CFO is going to be looking out over the horizon and watching for risks, watching for things that go boom in the night, things that would prevent the company from achieving the financial goals that it has set. And also, all this time, in addition to those things, the CFO is also going to be measuring all the financial activity in order to produce financial information, financial statements, graphs, and charts that are easy for management to understand so management can make informed decisions. So the bottom line of it is the CFO is responsible for profit. The CFO drives the profit. And so I want to talk about some of the duties just a little bit because this is February the 3rd and the accountants are head down. The finance people, which in mortgaging gets confusing because finance is really the funding sourcing, but oftentimes that falls under the CFO as well, and sometimes secondary marketing does as well. But behind the scene to make the company work and run well, the CFO is doing three primary things. So I mentioned funding. So finding the funds for the company. This begins with cash flow. What's your cash flow forecast going to be? How much money are you going to need in 2 months, 3 months? You have to be able to have an idea about what that is based on predictive algorithms. You can look forward by looking backward and adjusting for variables. This isn't rocket science. It sounds fancy, but it's really not all that difficult. And every mortgage company should have this. If you don't have this, then I would fire your CFO and get another one. That is a harsh statement to make, but this is where the rubber meets the road, and every CFO's first job is funding cash flow management. If you're not managing cash flow, then you're not doing your job. Period. End of statement. The CFO
Amen.
Also needs to...
I agree.
Here's my podium. Everybody stand up and holler. Okay. So the other thing the CFO... well, Dave's a much better preacher than me. So the other thing the CFO does around the funding world is gets warehouse lines. Make certain that you've got sublimits established in your warehouse lines if ever you have to repurchase something. The time to ask for money is when you don't need it. Managing the relationship with the warehouse line lenders is essential. You've got to have good relationships with the warehouse line lenders. You give them information before they ask for it. You let them know about all of the good, all of the bad, all of the ugly things happen within an organization. Communicate, and then communicate some more. That's how you manage a banking relationship. And that's part of the role of the CFO. It's super important. And then possibly having other funding sources. If ever you have a dip like mid-2018, yep. It's a tough time. And one of the best ways to make money, one of the best ways to generate cash flow is by making money. Making money makes cash. When you generate profit, you generate cash. So just do that. Make more money, makes more cash. Now, on this risk management side of things, I'm going to try to wrap this up here pretty quickly, Dave, to stay in my five-minute window. So on the risk management things, one of the things that we try to prevent are unintended financial outcomes. So one example of that that happens over and over and over in mortgage lending is we pay $300,000 to bring on a branch with five originators. We spend all the money, and they quit immediately when the agreement ends. 3 months later, 4 months later, they quit. That happens over and over and over and over, and we wonder why it never works. So think about the risk you're incurring when you pay too much for the new branch. That's not to say that not paying a branch isn't a good thing to do, but you need to be very cautious about how you do it and make sure there's a philosophical alignment among the people to begin with. Otherwise, you're just going to quit. Another thing that's a big issue is branch concessions, repurchase risk, loan extensions. All these things are bad and can cause the cash flow to not be what you thought it was going to be. So the branch concessions is a big one because the top originator calls and says, I got to get this quarter off or I'm going to lose this deal. I'm going to lose this realtor. So secondary marketing goes, oh, okay. And so we cut it by a quarter and we end up not making the money we thought we were going to make. And what does losing money do? It consumes cash. Making money makes cash. Not making money uses cash, burns up cash. So these are important things. And the last thing is measurement. Well, almost the last thing. Measurement, real quick. So measurement is profit per loan, profit per branch, profit per originator. You need to know these things. And then lastly,
yes,
critical thinking. So people think, well, okay, that just means thinking critically. Well, yes, but it's so much more than that. It's outside the box, beyond the box, turn the box upside down and look for the secret scrolls written underneath the box. So critical thinking is identifying all of the key variables required to assess the situation to support a decision. But that doesn't mean just your perspective. Part of the essential element of critical thinking is additional input, other ideas, diverse ideas, more ways of thinking about that. And we call that in academia, the double movement of reflective thought, that's inductive and deductive reasoning applied to a situation. And this is how we make decisions. This is part of what the CFO needs to do is the CFO applies the wisdom of time, the wisdom of logic, and the wisdom of experience. So wisdom cubed, experience, logic, and age, just being able to think through issues to come up with an answer. And ultimately, we have a critical solution is provided by the CFO to complex problems. So the CFO's job is provide solutions to complex problems. So at the end of the day, in the mortgage company, if every loan that you ever originate funds on time, the money's there, everything works like it's supposed to be, that's because the CFO arranged for the money to be there with the warehouse line. If the company stays profitable, that means the CFO helped guide it through to profitability. And the good CFO is usually, not always, oftentimes, the good CFO is a CPA, but they're much more than that. Just a CPA is not enough. You've also got to be a musician. You've got to be creative. You've got to be able to come up with solutions. You've got to be able to find the way to say yes. You've got to get to yes in a way that's safe, considers risk, generates earnings, and protects the business from future financial risks. So there you go. That's what a CFO does. They have the ability to knowledge to identify solutions to complex problems. Blah, blah, blah. But that's how it works. That happens over and over and over.
Yeah, a lot of good information there. And I have to share this. A lot of people are saying, you know, can we hire someone outside the industry that doesn't have mortgage knowledge? And you made a great point. CPA is good. It doesn't necessarily make them a good CFO of a mortgage company because mortgage company finance is complicated. And that doesn't mean it won't work out. But here's the deal. You need to find someone like Andy Schell to walk alongside them for a period of time, as much as 2 years. To really get them up to speed. Andy does it, and he does it well. When you have someone who teaches CPAs and how to audit mortgage companies, I think he's a pretty good resource for you. So Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, CPA, CFF, CMB, and now PhD. Oh, my gosh. You exhaust me with all the titles. But it's good to have you here. Before we go, folks, I want to say a big thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, as well as Ainsworth Advisors, as well as Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans, Velma, Vidyard, VendorServe, and AI Assist. Love these vendors. So much good stuff out there. If you're interested in being a sponsor of the podcast, get over to the website. We're adding a brand new sponsor next week. So excited about it. Indicom. We have more information about that. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Tell others about this podcast, and we'll look forward to sharing again another episode next week. Have a great week, everybody. And for those of you going to the MBA, IMB conference, looking forward to seeing you there this evening.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.